Opinions of others about my body are insignificant. Abraham, here's a question that someone brought to us. He said, a significant other pointed out to me that I have a little roll along my belt line and that it would be good if I worked hard to get rid of it and I could exercise more or eat less or order salads. And because she's a significant other, I took what she had to say to heart, but my roll just got bigger. Abraham, what would you say to this person in answer to that comment?
Would tell him that whenever you're using the word other, use the word insignificant regarding them. Of course, we understand that people in your life are significant, but you must not let their opinions of you be more important than your own. And any time anyone influences you to focus upon something that makes you feel bad, you've received negative influence. We want you to practice your own thoughts so steadily that opinions of others do become irrelevant to you. The only freedom that you will ever experience comes when you achieve an absence of resistance, which means you will have figured out how to align your chronic thoughts with the thoughts of your inner being. We've never seen anyone achieve that alignment or the feeling of freedom when they're factoring the desires and beliefs of others into the equation. There are just too many moving parts, and it cannot be sorted out. And so, if someone says to you, I see something about you that I don't like, we would say, look someplace else. What do you think of my nose? Cute little thing, isn't it? What about this ear over here? In other words, we would encourage the other to look for positive aspects, and we would be playful and not allow our feelings to be hurt. In fact, we would practice thoughts about our life until we reach the point that our feelings are unhurtable.